You know, I was talking with Brian Walker earlier this morning about some bands, and we actually were joking about the Drifters, but that aside, we were talking about different bands that have had different iterations, if you will, over the years. Some of the bands maybe have broken up or a member has passed away, and sometimes when they get together to tour, it's just not the same, or sometimes it's a completely different band. Really, this all kind of came together because of the announcement after 28 years in the industry, Daft Punk is calling it quits, hanging up their helmets. And the worst part, we're never going to get to see them tour. They never toured after 2007. And I've been to several concerts. Some of them been really good, and some of them, not so much. The band was just different. You know, it wasn't the same as what it may have been in the past. If you saw a band that was live that went on to be a legend, but then the band changed somehow, it would be different. So some examples that come to mind might be the Beastie Boys or Nirvana, of course, with passing. You've got Queen or Elvis, Soundgarden. And then this one was the example that Brian gave me this morning when we were talking about it, Alice in Chains. Now, he did go on to say that Alice in Chains, well, it was different. It wasn't bad. So really, all this came together and got me thinking.
Adam's burning question.
So for my burning question today, I want to know, name a band that you saw live that no one can ever see again. There's so many great examples out there. I've already named a couple of them. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, for example. The Allman Brothers, Van Halen. So many great examples. Name a band that you've seen live that, well, just ain't ever going to happen again. You know, it's not due to COVID or something else. You know, they just don't exist. Let me know. It's today's burning question. You can chime in over on our Facebook page, Quixie98.3.